Well, imagine this. 38 weddings, 12 different countries in 83 days.
Wow.
Could you do it?
No.
Would you like to do it?
If somebody would do it for me. I would like to watch on Skype.
Okay, and as you're getting married all the time, taking these most amazing pictures, amazing photographs, okay? Well, there's somebody that is doing it. Great couple. They're called Cheetah and Rianne, and they're on the line right now. Cheetah, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
That is a great name, Cheetah.
Yeah.
Were you christened that name, or did you take that somewhere along the way?
You know, it wasn't my parents' fault. They named me Benjamin when I was born, but when I was 5 years old, I decided that was a mistake, that I was supposed to be called Cheetah. So I told my mom I want to be called Cheetah, and I told her I've got spots, which are my freckles.
Okay.
And I've got red hair like a cheetah.
Yeah.
And I told her, Mom, I'm really, really fast.
Right.
She says, oh my gosh, that's adorable. Go ahead, you can be Cheetah. And so, it was a nickname for years and years, but eventually I got it legally changed, so now it is my real name.
Okay, so from 5 years of age, you're a cheetah.
Yeah.
You're an aerialist. Describe what an aerialist is, because I would have said an acrobat, but that's not right. You're better than that, Cheetah.
Thank you so much. Well, actually, in the photos that you see, I am doing acrobatics, and you would call me an acrobat. I also perform in the air with aerial apparatus, and so I am also considered an aerialist. But for this particular trip, we haven't been doing any aerial acts, so yeah,
right.
You could actually say that on this trip, I'm only an acrobat.
Okay.
I'm working on the ground.
And to put it in context, Cheetah and your bride, is it Rianne? Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes.
Cheetah and Rianne,
yes,
packed
Rianne.
Their backpacks, embracing a global excursion, and you wanted to get married, as I said, 38 weddings, 83 days, 12 countries. First question, why?
Yeah.
here's the short answer, is that yeah. I fell in love with Rianne. I proposed to her. She said yes. It was beautiful, and so we started planning our dream wedding.
Okay.
And it was a very, very short time before we realized, you know, a dream wedding is unbelievably expensive, and we couldn't afford it.
Mm.
So we started planning our acceptable wedding, and even that was just outrageously expensive, and we really just started completely reworking our idea of what a wedding could be. And when it really boiled down to it, what we considered special about the wedding didn't really cost anything. You know, just the union of two people doesn't need to cost anything. And so we realized that our perfect wedding, it could occur anywhere.
Okay.
And then we realized if it could occur anywhere, why not hold it everywhere?
Then it should.
So our only expense was buying plane tickets and finding hotel rooms. After that, our weddings were free. And so we started holding weddings all around the world. We've been traveling for 2 months now.
Yeah.
We just held our 22nd wedding ceremony.
Wow.
And got ourselves ordained so we can officiate our own wedding wherever we are.
You're cutting down the price again.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a wedding or a honeymoon fund, a honey fund. What exactly is that?
Oh, that is an incredible website. Honey Fund, it was set up to help married couples pay for their honeymoons in a creative way. And so you set up a website that you send out to your friends and family, and it just says, you know, for our honeymoon, we're going to Hawaii, but when we're there, if you would like to contribute to our honeymoon instead of buying us gifts, why don't you buy us, you know, a day snorkeling in the bay, or list out the things that you want help paying for, and that way your friends and family can donate and give you gifts that are things you're going to use on your honeymoon.
So you've got yourself, through this honey fund, you've got yourself basically around the world. And one of them, because I was looking at your honey fund, one of them was to Ireland. So you came over to Ireland.
Yeah.
And it just says, trip to Ireland. We just added an Irish excursion complete with castle ruins, rolling hills, and amazing accents. That's what we have. So what did you do in Ireland while you were here? What part of the honeymoon and what ceremony did you get involved in Ireland?
Ireland has been our single best day on this entire trip. We landed and we went from the airport out to one of the castles nearby, had a lovely lunch and an afternoon doing acrobatics on the lawn.
Perfect.
And then we headed out into Rathdrum in the Wicklow Mountains.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely gorgeous. It was the perfect way to kind of get out of the city and really see some of Ireland. And we got to go on hikes and see the waterfalls and the streams and the lakes and the sprawling mountainsides. It was perfect.
You paint a better picture of Ireland than we do.
You need to work for Falcha Ireland.
Oh,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And so we spent all day. We stayed at a place called Stirabout Lane in Rathdrum, which was perfect. And we spent all day going from monastic sites.
Right.
So did you exchange vows about three or four times in Ireland, did you?
Yeah, married three times in the same day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it was really incredible, from a 1,000-year-old cathedral at Glendalough to the druidic circle of
I don't think there's anybody.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in Ireland, any couple in Ireland, who's actually been married three times.
Pop stars, maybe. That's
maybe
about
that's it. So at every venue as well, you seem to throw Rianne up in the air and then take a picture of it.
Yes.
How do you get those pictures taken?
Acrobatic. Those are all on a timer. I set my cell phone up and I have her stand out, you know, in frame, and I get everything lined up perfectly. And then I set up the timer, and we've got 10 seconds to run into place. And I huck her up in the air, and she bends over backwards, and we kiss the bride in our wedding kiss. And then we run back over to the camera and see if we got it.
Isn't it great that you met somebody who's into the same things as you, Shiza? Because it would be very hard to find a woman who will actually go around there going, I would like to marry you 38 times in several different countries. And when we get there, I'm going to throw you up in the air.
Fling me over the pyramids.
Exactly.
The photos are amazing, and people can see them on your Facebook page. So where to from now? I mean, are you fed up with her yet?
Oh, no, not at all. If we could go on marrying each other and traveling the world forever.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Coming home too soon.
It sounds like groundhog love. You know, every day you just wake up and you go off and you get married again, and then the next day you wake up and let's get married again. Yeah.
Good luck to you when you get divorced. You have 38 countries to go to.
I know.
Or 12 countries.
It's really good to talk to you, Sheila, and give our best to Rhiannon. Well, great story. You have a lot of marrying to do. Take care of yourself.
You too, guys.
Okay, see you in there. Take care. Bye-bye.